Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The High Cost of Lab-to-Table Meat by Zara Stone. Forget free-range, antibiotic-free, and grass-fed. Tomorrow's burger will be lab-cultured. Scientists are creating a new slaughterhouse-free food group called Clean Meat, edible animal protein grown in a vat. Stem cells are extracted from animals, brewed in a bioreactor, fortified with nutrients like amino acids and glucose, and structured around collagen scaffolds. It's not just about cultivating the ideal boneless chicken wing. These miracle meats could reduce the planet-depleting land and water use of traditional animal agriculture by more than 80%. From an investment standpoint, this is potentially a trillion-dollar market opportunity, says New Crop Capital partner Christopher Carr, leading VCs to grab a stake in their lab stock of choice. Last year, DFJ, Atomico, 50 Years, and others invested $17 million in Memphis Meats in vitro beef, chicken, and duck. Sergey Brin bankrolled Moza Meat, creator of the world's first clean burger. Scandal-plagued mayo maker Hampton Creek, newly branded as Just, is concocting cultured poultry. And SOSV and IndieBio are backing boneless fish fillets by Finless Foods. These results and taste tests have been promising. Now these ultra-modern farmers need their science to scale. The biggest challenge is taking what's in the lab and making it commercially viable, says David Welch, director of science and technology at the Good Food Institute. A pound of Memphis meats takes $2,400 to produce. Due to the pricey medium needed to culture cells, the company aims to reduce that cost to under $5. Good to hear. A $600 quarter pounder is no value meal.